It is time for us to check sports, and as we do on a Friday morning, we kick things off with Mike Cozzi. We take a look at horse racing. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right. Where do we start?
Keeneland opens today, so I think they got like 11 stakes races this weekend, so we'll play with three of them for tomorrow. The seventh race tomorrow goes off at 4:10. It's the Thoroughbred Club of America, 6 furlongs, grade 2 on the dirt. 9 horses line up for this race. There's a fair amount of speed in this race, which is going to make it an honest race. The 2-horse Palm Cottage, trained by Paulo Lobo, ran pretty decently in New York at Ellis Park. Good speed, working out well at training track, the training center in Lexington. Flavian Pratt picks up the mount. This horse is going to be one of the horses that's going to be fighting it on the front end. Another horse that's going to be fighting it, maybe just a little bit off the pace, is the 7-horse Slammed. This horse is 2 for 2 at the 6-furlong distance. Won at Del Mar early in their meet, ran in a grade 3 later. Moved a little bit prematurely in that race, in my opinion, at 4 to 5. Gets Florent Giroux tomorrow, gets a better rider. I think this horse is going to sit a nice trip in this race tomorrow. But my top pick, and I really don't understand the 8-to-1 morning line, is the 5-horse Sconson. This horse is a closer, will sit just off the pace, gets a pace to run into tomorrow. Every time this horse gets a heated pace of 44 to run into, this horse hasn't lost. So Sconson's going to be my top pick with the 7 Slammed and the 2 Palm Cottage to round out some exotics. In the 9th race tomorrow, it's the Claiborne Breeders Futurity, grade 1. These are for 2-year-old colts. These horses' ambition is to run into the Kentucky Derby next year. Some of them do make it. 14 horses line up for this race tomorrow. So you're not only going to have to be good, you're going to have to be a little bit lucky and not run into trouble. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 2-horse Loggins, trade by Brad Cox. This horse is by Ghost Zapper out of a Blame mare. Should be able to run all day. Ran a 6-furlong sprint first time out in September, breaking his maiden at Churchill Downs. Won by 8 that day. This horse is really trained and well at Churchill coming into this race. This horse might be my top pick in the race. The 3-horse Honed. This horse won his maiden at Ellis Park in an off-the-turf race. Came back to run in the Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill Downs. Had a little bit of trouble that day at 54-1, ran second. This horse is eligible to improve for Ken McPeak. 12-1 morning line with Leperoux. I'm definitely using this horse in this race. My top pick is another Brad Cox horse, the 5-horse Instant Coffee. Ran one time at 7 furlongs at Saratoga, won very easily, impressively, with a rated win at 14-1. I expect this horse to just improve off that race. So the 5 Instant Coffee, the 3 Honed, and the 2 Loggins are my 3 plays in the Breeders' Futurity. And the 10th race tomorrow is the grass race of the day. They had another one, but there's only a few horses in it. The Grade 1 Turf Mile, the Coolmore Turf Mile. 12 horses line up for this race. There's a lot of ways you can go in this race. The 1-horse Classic Causeway from the rail, I think, is going to try to wire the field. This horse has run very well with Leperoux aboard on the turf. Gets Leperoux back tomorrow after Flavian Pratt rode him in the Jockey Club Invitational at Aqueduct. 20-1 morning line with Classic Causeway. Got to use this horse. The 7-horse, Santine, coming off a very nice win in the Arlington Million at Churchill Downs. Shortens up to a mile distance. This horse has run a mile distance and won at Keeneland. 7-2 morning line for Brendan Walsh. This horse is going to be tight for tomorrow. The 6-horse, Ivar, 6-1 with Talamo aboard, has won at Keeneland at the distance. Ran in the Woodbine Mile about 3 weeks ago. Didn't get the best of trips that day, but did run second. The blinkers come off of this horse. I don't like when blinkers come off, but Lobo has won big races at Keeneland with this race. When this race used to be called the Shadwell Mile, I think this horse can run big tomorrow, 6-1 morning line. But my top pick is a little bit of a sneaky horse. It's the 9-horse Casa Creed. This horse has been running good in the U.S. last year. went over to Dubai to run this year in a couple of races there. Since this horse has come back for Billy Mott, this horse has been a tiger. This horse won the Jaipur sitting off the pace, ran into a tepid pace in the four-star Dave going a mile up at Saratoga. This horse likes the mile distance, has hit it 9 out of 14 times, has hit the board. 5-1 morning line with Saez. I think this horse is going to trip out and run very well tomorrow. So my top pick is going to be Casa Creed with the 1 Classic Causeway, the 7 Santine, and the 6 Ivar underneath. It's Keeneland. The 10-cent supers pay big out there. It's the start of the meet. Don't be afraid to bet horses at Keeneland. You'll get some money back.
All right. And the tournament for the World Series is starting today.
Yeah, you can put it in the books right now. It's going to be Houston and the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I think Houston's going to win. I think they're the best overall put-together team. They have the best pitching staff. They've got outstanding across-the-board hitting, and they've got a good. They've got a very, very, very good bullpen.
I mean, you look at Houston, and you look at what they lost, and you look at these other teams they're playing, and these other teams are out there. They're hawking players all the time. They lost Morton, pitcher for the Braves. They lost Cole, pitcher for the Yankees. They lost their best center fielder playing for Toronto. They lost their shortstop playing for Minnesota, and they just keep on winning. Dusty Baker knows what he's doing in Houston. All they do is win, and they win with whoever they have, and they don't go in the free agent market to do it. I hope that Houston makes a shambles of the postseason. Yeah. This way all these cheater people can start banging their drums again because they got nothing to bang about this time. But they'll complain if Houston wins. And the good thing for the Tigers, the Dodgers, their manager's terrible. If anybody can screw up the Dodgers, it's not going to be the opponent they're playing. It's the manager they have in the dugout.
Yeah, I agree with you. Houston should win going away. They shouldn't really be tested in any series, really.
And it was beautiful watching the Mets choke last weekend. Oof. All the Met fans coming out of the closet, they ran back in the closet this weekend.
All right.
My first bet of the weekend won't be a bet this weekend. It'll be a bet Tuesday. I'm betting on whoever the Yankees play for first round elimination.
Okay. Well, the Yankees, it's a full series. They play a full series.
I don't care if they play the best out of 13. The Yankees won't win.
Okay.
But, well, I don't know what this would be an interesting wager. I wonder if anybody will take it. Huh. Will the Yankees win more games than Cole gives up home runs?
that is an interesting wager. You should put that up on one of the betting boards.
Yeah, they won't take it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike. Have yourself a good weekend.
You too, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a look at the horse racing picks for the weekend. And as we continue with sports, it is the postseason. It breaks down like this. The wild card, Tampa Bay against Cleveland and Seattle against Toronto. The winners of those series, the winner of the Tampa Bay-Cleveland series goes up against the Yankees. The winner of the Seattle-Toronto series goes up against Houston. In the National League, Philadelphia takes on St. Louis in the wild card, and the Mets take on San Diego in the wild card. Moving on from that, the winner of the Philadelphia-St. Louis series takes on Atlanta, and the winner of the San Diego-Mets series takes on the Dodgers. And then, at that point, you head to the World Series. NFL last night, I got up late. I couldn't sleep. I got up, and I saw the end of this game. One of the sloppiest games I've ever seen played. What has happened to Russell Wilson? Not a touchdown was scored. The Colts didn't lead in this game, did not lead in this game until they won it in overtime. 12-9. All right. That was the NFL. Giants are on Sunday morning against Green Bay. Across the pond. In Great Britain. England. Have to see what happens with that. I don't know if I'll be up seeing it, I'd like to sleep late on Sundays. Other games involving local teams. I call the Buccaneers a local team because Tom Brady. The Falcons will take on the Buccaneers. The Patriots will take on the Lions. The Giants and the Packers, as I said, on Sunday morning. And the Jets take on the Dolphins. So those are the local teams that are playing. In college football, some of the big games, Michigan against Indiana, Tennessee, LSU, Purdue, Maryland, Cincinnati taking on South Florida, Auburn and Georgia, Oklahoma State against Texas Tech, Wisconsin against Northwestern, Michigan State against Ohio State, Boston College takes on Clemson, Army takes on Wake Forest, Notre Dame takes on BYU. So that's the way football in college looks. Let's see, who else? Let's check the NHL, because the NHL season is starting. Yesterday, locally, the Islanders beat the Devils 5-2. That's all we have from that. And in basketball, because they're kicking off now as well. Yesterday, the Heat over the Nets, 109-80. And that's the only local action that we saw there yesterday. All right. Anything else of excitement happening in sports? Not really. Not really. That's about it, yeah. All right. So that is our check on sports this morning as we head into the weekend on the Breakfast Club.